Mondays is Moolah Monday, and today we're talking about insurance for your portable items. Every time you go into a store to buy a larger appliance, you're left with that question at the very end. Would you like to take out the warranty? It's going to be about, what, 600, 700 rand more once off, but it adds that psychological price to that product that we are buying. So do you take out that warranty? Are your possessions properly insured? Every day we leave our homes and we take our phones, our laptops, and sometimes our cameras. We wear our jewelry, our leather jackets, even our designer handbags. And should we be insuring that and insuring that adequately? Wynand van Vieren is the client experience partner at King Price Insurance. Thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Review. Wynand?
Pleasure, Lester.
What are the items that you need to be itemizing? I have absolutely no idea what the serial numbers of some of my major items in my house are, from my TV to my 12-year-old MacBook. I have absolutely no idea.
So, Lester, that will just be unfair if your insurer expects from you, you know, to have the serial numbers on all the items in your house. And you have mentioned now, you know, you go and you buy a new dishwasher or fridge or whatever it is. Overall, people don't have a problem with that because it's moved into your house. You never take it out of your house again. And everyone is quite happy, you know, that it's insured under your household contents. Now, you don't have to keep a serial number for those items, but it's important that you have some or another proof, you know, even if it's photographs or so, what's in your house, and a proper inventory of the replacement value of all your items. I think you and I spoke about it in the past. But where people really getting it wrong is with those items that you are taking with you out of your house. That will be your laptop, cell phone, your watch, your jewelry, your gun with that expensive scope, your binoculars if you go on a safari. You know, all those things of big value that's not insured under your household contents. And people don't understand that you have to contact your insurer and put those items on your specified all-risk cover. What we also give at King Price is is a general amount that you pay for the smaller things that's not that big value, maybe up to 2,000 or 2,500. And then you know, that sunglasses of yours of 2,000 rand that is not necessarily specified will also be covered if it's lost or someone sits on it or, you know, it falls off your head into a river or whatever. And then those more expensive items like your watch, if that's lost or stolen, there it's specified, you know, that you pay you a specific premium for it, for any loss anywhere in the world. And then if something happens to it, you are covered and it can be replaced.
A lot of people are insuring watches nowadays, eh? It's become not just a timepiece, but a designer piece. Look, I wear a basic Casio digital watch. I'm not going to be investing too much emotion in that. But I know people who invest quite greatly in what goes around their wrist. And that's probably one of the first things that you're going to be insuring.
Definitely. And all your other jewelry, you know, those are expensive items. And, you know, even if it's a set of earrings, you know, there's no reason why you have to run the risk. You know, if one of those are lost, if you pull something over your head, you know, and it's lost now, you know, it's rather better to make sure that those items that you carry with you every day must be insured.
Consumer goods, designer consumer goods, they cost a lot nowadays. A decent pair of sunglasses that is also polarized, that's sort of a particular brand, can get quite expensive. Should you also be including that? It's something that, you know, can fall off your head, that you can leave on a park bench, maybe it can even be nicked from you. That also something that should be going on this itemized list?
Exactly, Lester. You know, the thing is just, it's not the general all risk, that part of your all risk cover that you pay for the not that expensive items, like a pair of sunglasses of 2,000 rand, or that the ladies I know can wear these very, very expensive jeans, you know. That's something of value, you know. You've saved up for it, now you bought it. and it's hooked somewhere at a bench and torn completely. You can't have it repaired. Mm. All of that's with you out of the house can be undercover can be covered if you have that all risk insurance where that's this not specified portion. So for example, if I go away on holiday with my trailer, there are so many items. You know, there's all the clothing, there's smaller camping equipment and so on that you have with you, but that is several items. So if you go and overall take 10,000 Rand or 15,000 Rand unspecified all-risk cover, those items are now covered, and you know, although they're not specified, each and every one of it. And then you know, if something happens, the tailor tips over and fall down a cliff or so, you know, you've got cover for those items, and that is not expensive, relative to the cover that you then enjoy.
What about clothes? What is the extent that you could insure clothing? Clothing gets worn. If it's shoes, it gets faded every time you walk. If it's a shirt, it fades every time you put it through the wash. Even a pretty nice coat that you take to the dry cleaners occasionally. You can take it to a jacket storage closet at a theater or a restaurant. If someone nicks that, can I claim it back?
Yes, you can claim it back. Again, at that restaurant, you must ask us, you must know that it's not insured under your household items. And that's where people are making the mistake. Mm. You need, you know, that is a leather jacket now. It's something of a few thousand rand. It's very expensive. You specify something like that. You can easily take it off somewhere and it stays behind and it's stolen. You can't find it again. So definitely you can insure those items. You know, and even at your house, open the cupboard. It's not about, you know, what has been worn for 2 or 3 years. It's about what is the replacement value of all those shoes, of all those jeans and suits and clothing that you have there. And that is the amount that you insure it for. You make yourself an inventory and sit to go and replace all these shoes, to replace all these items. It's not that you paid for it 3 or 4 years ago. It's what it's going to cost you now to replace. If you get home and that cupboard is completely cleaned out, what is it going to cost you to replace all that clothing? And that is the amount that you have to put on your household. And again, it is not expensive, you know, to make sure that you're properly insured on your household items. It's worth it being taking that and make sure that's correct.
Not that I'm planning to get robbed anytime soon and put in a false claim. But does an insurer like King Price know? I could very much have a break-in. I then say, well, I had 10 pairs of Levi jeans in my closet. I collected them. And I have very, very expensive taste when it comes to shoes. It's all gone. And here's the inventory of my list of how much it will cost. How do you know if I'm telling the truth or not?
Yeah, so Lester, unfortunately, you know, it's a big element. Fraud is a big element in our country. And there are, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, who just have no conscience, who are willing to take these risks and claim for items that they've never had. They go as far as staging these incidents. And you and I are paying a much bigger premium every month, you know, for household contents to compensate for those fraudsters. But people must be aware, you make yourself guilty of fraud. And if you're caught out there, you'll never be able to get insurance in your life again. But, you know, the insurer is always pulling on the short end. If you say that is what you had, you know, who can? What do you have now to say that is not what you have? But where insurers are going into things is they say, listen, okay, so what was your overall insured value of your property, and then they can see whether, you know, if that was included in your premium that you've paid, if your insured value of all the items in your house, you know, does also include that expensive clothing that you're now claiming for. And, but, you know, except for that, it's very difficult when it comes to clothing and items like that. So, you know, the insurer will always be pulling on the short end there.
Bernard, there's a listener message in who asks, or he says, Lester, the problem with claiming for small items is that insurers insist on getting a case number. And that, no one wants to go stand in a police charge office on any given day. With anything that you claim, if it's a theft, a loss, a break-in, do you have to go and get a case number?
Well, you don't have to. I mean, if there are insurers, I can't speak for every insurer out there now today, only for King Price. But I mean, that will be just, you know, useless to expect a client, you know, if you've lost your sunglasses, or you know that you've lost your watch somewhere. You know, there's no crime involved. There's nothing that you now have to go and report to the police to waste someone's time on something petty like that. You know, is just ridiculous. But you know, when there's been a break-in or something where, you know, people must an investigation might help, you know, to ensure that things like that doesn't happen again. You know, there the insurer will expect you to go, like with an accident, you know, make sure that it is reported, that if there's any third parties involved, you know, that we go through the motions according to the law, and that is reported. Also, incidents like theft, you know, break-ins, it's important that you report a break-in, even if they've been scared off and nothing was stolen, you know, so that the police can investigate. Maybe say, listen, yeah, there were three break-ins close by you that night. We expect it's the same people, and they know there's a trend, you know, they can be after those guys and maybe catch them.
Wynand van Vieren, client experience partner at King Price Insurance, here with our Moolah Monday. Thanks so much for joining us.